China's business leaders are considering the implications of a change in the constitution, which for the first time guarantees the right to private property. Capitalism has become the dominant force in China's major cities over the past decade. This constitutional change could help other places catch up. The BBC's Francis Marcus reports from one of China's most entrepreneurial cities, Wenzhou.
They may sound like soldiers drilling for a war, but actually they're restaurant staff being made by their managers to stand on the pavement and chant slogans like "Serve the customer with all your heart." Wenzhou is the kind of town where that message has long had a resonance. Its economy is more capitalist than almost anywhere else in China, with non-state enterprises making up perhaps 90%. Here at the Dongfeng lighter factory, they're testing some of the tens of thousands of lighters that leave the plant each day. The plant's general manager, Li Zhongjian, is a man whose appearance and thinking fit well together. He looks so like the late Chinese leader Deng Xiaoping that he's got a wall full of pictures of himself acting in movies alongside a Chairman Mao look-alike. And he looks back on Deng's crucial role in kick-starting China's private economy in the early 90s and says the constitutional protection now being given to private property marks yet another historic turning point.
It's very significant, because before economic reform started, people could never be sure that the country wouldn't suddenly change its policy on private property. Now, this legal protection will give entrepreneurs much more peace of mind.
Wenzhou people are never ones to be modest about their achievements. Local economics professor Zhang Yili thinks other parts of the country can learn a lot from Wenzhou about how to do business, and the constitutional change will help them.
I think the first is to let people bring change, create new enterprises, to create a new factory, to make money.
But not everyone's jumping up and down with excitement about the constitutional change. One influential business association has said that much more needs to be done to create a level playing field for private firms. Out here among the factories in Wenzhou's suburbs, I meet a group of newly arrived migrant workers. They're still looking for jobs. And even when they find them, it'll be a long, hard slog before they're able to realize some of their ambitions. They say it'll take several years' work to be able to achieve their main aim of building a house and starting a family in the countryside back home. The rewritten constitution, stimulating private business to create more jobs, may indirectly help them to make that easier.
The BBC's Francis Marcus.